Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today we want to talk about being just a vapor. We are here for such a short period of time. And in fact, in God's time frame, we are here for the blink of an eye. And we want to talk a little bit about this, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. And of course, this phrase comes from James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there, engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes. Instead, what you ought to say is, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance, and all such boasting is evil. We have to be careful about making too solid of plans. But the problem here is that it's not that we can't go out and plan things. Obviously, if none of us ever planned anything, we would all just sit around playing video games all day. It'd be a fruitless existence. It would be useless on many fronts. And the reality is that our ultimate task is to get out and do the work for the Lord. But we have to consider, as we're looking at these things, we have to consider, are we over-planning, and what is the purpose of our over-planning? Of course, in Luke chapter 12, we have a story starting in verse 16, and let me see, I think it's, we're going to do 16 to 21 here. He told them a parable saying, the land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you. Now, who will own what you have prepared? So is a man who stores up his treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Of course, the purpose here is to remind people to go off and do work for God, not to just store up for your own retirement. Now, his goal was just to rest and to stop working. And we know, you know, somebody retires from their job, if they don't jump right into some other interest, some other goal, some other hobby, some other endeavor, then ultimately they get to that point where they just usually just die in a few months. It's like the purpose has been drained from their soul. Of course, we all dream of, you know, I don't think we all dream, but you know, the cliche dream is, okay, I've done in my 40 years for my company, I got my pension, now I can retire and go fishing all day every day. Well, that's a fairly sad, fairly bleak existence under most circumstances. You could make a ministry out of it, I guess. I don't know. But ultimately, what this guy's focus on, it's not that he built bigger barns to store big goods, because that can be a fine thing in the purpose of when you're getting out and talking about doing ministry. I got news for you. It costs money to print Bibles. And so a person who makes a lot of money, who can do very well on investment and gives a lot of that to God and lives off of the investments while constantly serving God, this is a person who has it figured out right. But to just store everything up for no other purpose, that's a problem. We are not made for just storing up and then sitting down and giving up. Because once we give up, pretty much our soul is gone to us. But going back to that part in James, now he's talking here about, we'll say today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a city and spend a year there, engage in business and make a profit. So this is a person who says, yeah, he's so planned in his day. He gets down to that point that even those that are working, things can change rapidly. You know, so even if you're doing God's word, God's work, things can change rapidly. So our days are very short and we have a lot to do for the gospel, and that ultimately should be our focus. Matthew 9:37-38. He said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of harvest to send out workers into his harvest." All right, so that should be our focus. Now, I've been telling a friend of mine who's very fiscally responsible and still very, very young, and hopefully he gets this message sometime soon, you know, because he goes out and he works his job and he saves a lot of money and he gives a lot away. And I said to him, you know, you want to serve Christ so much, but he hasn't gotten into like investment strategies yet. And I've been telling him for the last several years, he needs to get involved in investment strategies. I painted this picture for him a couple weeks ago. Hopefully it sits. And I said, look, you need to go out and invest. Start investing that money in real investments. The reason is, if how fiscally responsible you are, go out and work for only 20 more years, retire in your mid-40s, live off of investments while you serve the Lord. Okay, that is a possibility. And if you do things right and you're young enough hearing this, you can do that. Because trust me when I say your expenses are really low when you're young. And oftentimes you make more money than you need. Rather than buying a bunch of new crap or eating out a bunch of cheeseburgers at some overpriced joint, invest the money. Because if a young person at the age of like 18 or 19 invests only $1,000 a month for just 10 years, they can effectively retire and live on investments. Now, there's a lot of odds and ends to that. You got to do it right. You got to talk to financial guys. But that is the truth. But if you wait until you're 30 or 40 to start throwing some money away, you're going to have to be throwing thousands of dollars away to even come up with a fraction of what your investments will earn you. Now, are you storing up like that foolish man who just wanted to sit back, eat, drink, and be merry, or for tomorrow we die? You know, that's what Paul writes in Corinthians. If there is no God, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That was the purpose of the man who built the extra barns. But the reality is that we can be taken away in an instant, and we should focus all of our energies towards whatever allows us to preach the gospel more, to serve more. Things can change rapidly. We can be taken away, radically changing not only our plans, but the plans of those around us. Earlier this year, I lost a very good old friend of mine. And that's, you know, that it threw a lot of monkey wrenches into the schedule of travel and the things I was doing and a lot of other things. It changed a lot of my plans, even though I wasn't the one who died. Somebody else was. But even this last week, we had a medical circumstance that one of our ministry people was taken out of play. And in order to maintain, I had to step up and handle a lot of the responsibilities. And a lot of people stepped up and did a lot more than we thought we were coming to our organization to do. But even going into next week, I'm still taking on more responsibilities for the person as well. And we pray for speedy recovery. But at the same time, you know, we are a vapor. We can be taken away in an instant. And ultimately, not only does it change the plans we had for ourselves, it can change the plans for all those around us, those in our families we leave behind, but also those that we work with, those that we serve with, those that we preach the gospel with, all of those things. Ultimately, our task is this. We need to stay focused on the gospel until God calls us out of the way. But just keep that sobering thought. We are a vapor here for a brief moment, and then were taken away. I want you to take that with you as you go off into the rest of your life, that there are absolutely things we have to consider when it comes to sharing in ministry and things like that. With that, thank you for watching and hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out our walkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.